Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody, here we go. I'm Ellis Cannon. Welcome to KDK Radio Midday for the next 3 hours. And as you're probably well aware, after all these months, when I come in, I know where I want to go and why and things of that sort. And today's a little bit undecided, not just because, as the great Jack Boga would say, it's over the hump day, but because, well, metaphorically, I wonder how much we're over the hump. What I mean by that is, and I'm going to, I don't know, perhaps informally take a bit of a poll from you as to where you are mentally, where you are emotionally, where you are relative to the ongoing grieving and discussion and media coverage and support and all that goes into the shootings at the synagogue. As I've told you before, when we've dealt with so many other issues that are emotional and impactful or personal, there are a lot of times when you get to that point where you just don't know. You don't know if the media coverage is fueling something that a lot of other people who aren't in the media, meaning you, have started to move away from. And it's very important for me to know where you are with that. Now, some might say that the grieving that's going on is limited to a particular community. Yes, it has something to do with us in terms of Pittsburgh. Generally, I've already processed that, and I'm moving on. There may be others who are literally still consumed with it and or so heavily interested in almost every development that they can get their hands on or opinion or opportunity to speak on it that they're in a different category altogether, different side of the spectrum. And, of course, as always, there are some people that are in between. I have a toll-free number at 866-391-1020 that would allow you to tell me where you are with all this. And here's why. I know where I am personally. And if you haven't figured out by now, where I am personally and where I am professionally are pretty much the same place. Hence, the conversation of the first couple of days. There's no act. And personally, I'm in a state of introspection as much as anything else right now. And I want to be careful because professionally, that may not be what's necessary relative to all of you. So I need to get a sense of where you are with this. I do want to get off my chest something about the president yesterday. But before I do that, the reason in part, that I ask whether you're still in mourning and there's no other topic or place or issue in the world that you want to talk about or need to talk about. I need to know that because I could go into other areas. I could go into birthright, though I'm not keen on that. I could go into Halloween. Halloween might be a place where people this particular year in this particular city find greater value than they have in years, not because they're adults stealing kids' candy, which is always quality, but because we once again can see children smile, and there's nothing quite like that. Now, I can make you smile on some matters regarding Halloween that are outside the box, but I don't want to do it if it's inappropriate. So let me know at 866-391-1020. Basically, do you need a break or basically are you still in to what's happening? Either are welcome. I really would like to hear from you on all of that because it will dictate much of where we go today. 866-391-1020. Regarding the president, this is why you embrace the opportunity I've often talked to you about of being on and being on a lot. Because it allows you to flow one show into the other, into the other, into the other. Now, yesterday, we talked a lot about what you would say to the president. And I gave you three choices. And I was pretty edgy about it. Three choices. I don't want to talk about emails. Three choices. We had a splendid conversation. The calls that I got, as I said to somebody last night, truthfully were of the almost like a football game in the beginning of the third quarter. It was 17-14. It was the president shouldn't come, the president should come, and so forth. That's basically irrelevant right now. And the reason it's irrelevant right now is not just because the president was here and gone, but because we talked about it for 3 hours. And I have a lot of thankfulness for that. I'm glad we did it before. Didn't hold off. We, of course, and I made it very clear that there would be a lot easier way to deal with this, and it would be wait to see what happens. And then we would know whether it was a good idea or not. And I said, I just hope somehow it would be nonverbal and it would be low key. It really, in my mind, was all that and more. I thought it was appropriate. I thought it was presidential. I thought that it was well done. And I think it sent an image that is important for the world to see that, quite frankly, outweighs a lot of the chatter we had yesterday and maybe even some that is still out there. That's the most powerful thing that could have happened yesterday, other than to be there and to handle it the appropriate way. In the synagogue and outside. No media. Thought it was well done, and to that extent, it's over. We talked a lot about this pivoting on faith and those of the faith and letting us know what is right and wrong. I heard a lot of calls yesterday from folks who gave me that perspective. At the end of the day, we did not hear from a faith standpoint, you absolutely cannot come. We heard the opposite. And ultimately, the way it was done, I think, was comforting, meaningful, and appropriate. Let me know where you are. More of that, more of the shooting, the shooter, the impact on you, how you're processing it, where you are with us all, or we do escape route today. I'm good either way. You're listening to KDK Radio. You know, I got a little off track there for a moment. I was talking about how yesterday was like a 17-14 game in the third quarter, and then I think I went somewhere else. Yeah, the conversation about whether the president should be here or not, and more specifically yesterday, whether he should be today or yesterday, no or later, was very much split between yes and later. We had one call that said no and never. So that tells you, and we had obviously a tremendous response. But if it was 17-14 and 5 minutes into the third quarter, second half, it turned into 34-20 at the end of the game. An overwhelming number of people called believing, including a lot of folks with Jewish background, saying that the president should be here. I talked a lot about the power of the presidency, and I want the president to go. Quite honestly, I always would err on earlier than later, with obviously the proviso and the caveat that this is different than so many others because of the faith part. And we talked all about that yesterday. So if I asked you at the very beginning of today's show what you want to talk about and whether we're still in a place, which is perfectly fine by me, we could do it all week, relative to any particular point of view out there that maybe you feel hasn't been unearthed or needs it concerning the massacre. We could do that or we could move into other things. Linda's on Trump's visit. Rick is on where we are as a society. The judge wants to talk. And I believe Jim in Lower Borough says Trump did a good thing. So at least early on, if we're doing a poll, that gives you a pretty good idea. Got 3 hours ultimately to figure it out. All right, listen, guys, no disrespect to Linda, Rick, or Jim, but I mean, with my background, if I got a judge on the phone, is this the judge?
Here's Ellis, how are you?
Hey, Judge, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'll tell you what. I listened to your show yesterday. I grieved like everybody else did. And when you were talking about your football game and that, there was a humongous fumble that the city of Pittsburgh and its leaders should hang their head in shame. Peduto, Fitzgerald, they should wake Casey up. Wolf, when they didn't meet the president, whether you like this man or not, he is the president of this great nation. When they didn't meet them, and yet they talked about being Pittsburgh strong, hypocrites. They got their hypocritical face on for Halloween. They should have been there. They should have met him. My son-in-law is a city detective. He was at the hospital. Trump's, when he walked in, when the president walked into that hospital, the people went nuts over how great it was for, you know, him and his wife and entourage to be there. And to make a statement that they're not going to be there, that should tell any true American where they stand as far as in this country.
All right, retired district magistrate Bob Zavonic, you've heard here many times, worked with Mike over the years, and has been on the air himself here. So I work together with him at night a lot on the TV side. So, Judge, you know the clock. It's I got till 25, and then I got a scamper. So let me just throw a couple things. First of all, again, you heard what I said unconditionally about the president's visit yesterday. You heard what I said. And so I'm done. Now, as it relates to the other matter, and I know that, you know, this is very much on people's minds, and frankly, it was on a lot of people's minds yesterday. Let me just offer this. As it relates to Governor Wolf, who's got a 17% lead against his challenger, I'm not so sure that he shares the same excuse or credibility of even an excuse, unless there's something I've not seen or heard that would not have him here. As it relates to both the mayor and the county executive, who I thought over the weekend were upstanding in how they dealt with this, I would just say that until I speak to them, and I'm not going to do it as this is happening right now, I'd like to find out if there's maybe more. Last night, Rich was on CNN, said there is no more. It's just a question of wanting to focus directly on the moment and the families. I can imagine they're torn apart in a million different directions right now. Neither said they didn't want the president here at all. They just simply said that they needed time because this was their first response.
Well, you know, Ellis, that's, you have a way. You know, see, I come right at the juggler. We know that. I don't give a damn whether Wolf is up 17, down 17. He's the governor. I don't care what Peduto's feelings are as far as the tragedy. You know what? When tragedies like this happen, if that would have been Obama, they would have tried to have a gold carpet from the airport down there. This is a guy that almost destroyed the country, and they didn't go out there. Forget about the grieving. Forget about this and that. Their place was to be there and see the commander-in-chief and then let him go and do his thing.
All right, Judge.
They cannot, Ellis, talk about being Pittsburgh strong when they represented the biggest head of hate that I ever seen. So listen, my man, I'll be seeing you in a couple weeks on TV. I said my piece. They know my number. call me if they disagree.
Thanks,
but
Judge.
I'll tell you what, I hung my head in shame.
Thanks,
call
Judge.
Calling myself a Pittsburgher.
Thanks, Judge. Judge Zavonic. All right, that leaves the line open, 866-391-1020. I have a thought on that when we come back if I have time. In the meantime, let's get to Scott. I just got a text from the judge. Judge not only unloaded here, he just unloaded on me on the text. I'm Ellis Cannon. Welcome back, everybody. KDK Radio Midday. We were, where were we? Yes, I told you a little something different today, allowing you to drive the car a bit and give me a reflection on where you were with respect to your state of mind on any number of issues, as, of course, we continue with the funerals today or as they unfold, how much it's on your mind. It could be everything from the event to the people involved to first responders to the president, all of that. Or, you know, is it something that you want to put off to the side and almost need to? And so far, I've been it's been very clear that you still want to talk, and that's fine. You know, we talked, and I'll get to Linda in a second. We talked yesterday about expectations having a lot to do with perhaps how we might evaluate the president's visit 24 hours later. And we left no stone unturned yesterday. But I thought it was appropriately respectful, understated, and quiet. I'm not one of the families. I'm not one of the grieving. I'm not one of the people that got stretched, perhaps resource-wise, and had to organize it from a city perspective. I'm certainly not somebody in the neighborhood who had the friends and so forth. I'm not there. But from my standpoint, both personally and doing this, I look for certain things. And I saw enough of those certain things to make me feel exactly what I just said. Less was more. Talked about that theme a lot yesterday. Candidly, we're not going to do it, but if I want to get into policy, which we've had some more recent developments on, particularly with this birthright citizenship nonsense, we could do that. Not today, but I always welcome the idea of actual policy discussion. But yesterday was not about that. I did not find it to be onerous from where I sat. And so I want to get your thoughts. Let's get over to Linda and Plum. Linda, thanks. You were first in, and I appreciate very much your patience. Welcome to KDK Radio.
No problem, Ellis. I could not agree more with Judge Zavonic. He hit the nail on the head. I think Fitzgerald and Peduto looked ridiculous with what they did. The President of the United States does not need their permission to come into a city after a tragedy. He did what presidents are supposed to do, and I think they just looked like they were turning it into a political
thing. Well,
language.
I was going to say, let me ask you, did you find that, in fact, if I asked you why, you've heard their explanations. If they're listening, what did you take as their real reason, or whether it's what has been stated or otherwise, why do you think that they didn't go?
I didn't think they came up with a good reason. You know, the families didn't want the president to come. What did they poll them all? I didn't find their reasoning to be credible. I just think they looked political.
All right. Thanks so much, Linda. I appreciate you holding on. And I know there are a lot of people out there. And as I said, I want to find out more, perhaps, that there is behind the scenes, either directly having the guys on the air or, for that matter, well, let's just see if they discuss it. I just threw out the idea only because I think that if you're going to be honest about it, you've got to include scenarios that otherwise may not be obvious. We don't want to look foolish if, in fact, the agenda, maybe there was an agenda. Maybe there was going to be a presser. Maybe there was going to be something along those lines. If it was, to me, if it was as simple as accompanying the rabbi and the president's family for 15 minutes, putting the stones there, I would not find that onerous. But I have to say that if we believe that there is a textbook, and I have to allow for this. If there's a textbook for exactly what you're supposed to do in this circumstance, let me know where it is. I think you have to allow for that. And if, in fact, it is what it is and they decide that and you give them a thumbs down, then you give them a thumbs down. I mean, they're big men. They could talk about it. I'm just trying to enter some other considerations into it. Pat Toomey wasn't here. Republicans from Washington weren't here. If we're going to go down that road, you may say that's irrelevant. I don't think the governor had an excuse. The problem is, the governor didn't have an excuse. And I don't even know what his schedule was. I don't care. Come on. So, I mean, I think, candidly, just without knowing that, my first reaction was he looks even worse. I could see these other two men being torn apart with a million calls, requests to do this, to show up here, to visit this family, and just literally saying, I can't do that. That may not be satisfactory to you. I understand that. But I'm just trying to at least open up the idea of what might have been happening and we're not giving enough time to. You'll decide what you want to decide. That's fine. Let's go to Rick in Mars. Rick, welcome to the show.
No, thank you, Ellis. To me, it's disheartening that 40 years after I graduated from one of the most ethnically and racially diverse graduating class in Pittsburgh public schools, and 10 years after we lost a president and one of the most loving ministers in our history were assassinated, that we are where we are as a society. It's just appalling. And a year ago, I listened to a woman tell about her Holocaust ordeal that she dealt with at your hometown, at a school in your hometown. And I just ask, what have we learned?
Well, this is, I have to tell you, I mentioned this the other day. I had a Holocaust survivor on the show, television show, probably about 2 years ago, I want to say, maybe three, in a ballpark. And, I just sat there and, obviously I was just going to listen. I mean, I might have said hi, just talk. And in the course of that, he said something that to me was incredibly profound. He said that we still haven't learned. And I said, well, wait a second, never forget. We understand that. It's obviously important to a lot of people. He says, that's not what I'm talking about. He said, we see what's going on around the world. We see what's going around this country. We pay attention as long as it fits our convenience. We look at it in the first page of the paper, and then we immediately turn our attention to how the Steelers did. Now, those are almost his words. Now, it doesn't have to be the Steelers. I'm not, killing them by any stretch. I mean, and by the way, excellent job yesterday for being there for Michelle. I thought that was very powerful. And obviously, I, in some respects, I hope Michelle's not listening, but please accept my condolences for you and your family on the loss of your brothers. And I thought it was classy for the Steelers to be there. But that's what he told me, just to put your comments perhaps into further context. Let's go over to Scott. All right, everybody, let's get to calls right now. Before I do that, I have to tell you that I'm a little late on this. If you can't get in today, at 866-391-1020 on the telly, you can do it on the texty. You can text KDK Radio, 866-391-1020. That's brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And also, got to make up one and two of these. We're going to have them throughout the course of the broadcast. It's important. If you're a senior on Medicare and you must review your doctor and your hospital access this enrollment period, we are there. Networks are changing. And throughout the day, you can ask experts about this. MediConnect, M-E-D-I, Connect. Based right here in Pittsburgh. They are standing by to answer any questions you have on that. So you can ask them by calling 1-888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. Once again, that's 1-888-818-6334. Call now. Time is running out. I'll remind you several times through the course of the show. Before we go further, let's start off with Jim in Lower Borough. And we're talking more about the president and the event yesterday, but all things related to the events over the weekend are on the table. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Allison. First-time caller. And don't usually call, but this is just, it's nerve-wracking to me. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, a heinous, despicable event occurred in our backyards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the president simply needed to be there, and the agenda was simple. Honor those families and those who passed and the whole Jewish community, and let's not be babies about it. What I heard from our communities, several of our communities, talking about showing love over hate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, love was not showed towards our president. He didn't ask, you know, to whatever. Love was not showed. And so who displayed the utmost respect towards the victims and their families and those at the hospital and the whole Jewish community? I thought he did. I actually thought he hit a grand slam. I was hoping he wouldn't come in here and be what others thought he might be. He was what you said at the beginning of your show. He was low-key. He was very professional. He absolutely should have been here. And I'll conclude by saying this. The ones, in my opinion, who deflected from what was truly going on, which was giving honor and respect to the Jewish community, those lost loved ones, that even if I didn't know them, I shed a tear, and I felt just heartbroken. I don't even have the words for it. Was Mayor Peduto and our governor. I have lost so much respect for them because they acted the part of children. Childish behavior. Like two bows out of the clouds. And I don't mean to be sarcastic over this. It's just the fact of the matter. Hey, listen, guys. Don't make this about a presidential visit. Make this about what it's really about. What was the agenda? It was really simple. You know, put your differences aside, Mayor and Governor. Be respectful. Hey, the rabbi was. He welcomed our president's visit. Am I correct?
You're right. I mean, he definitely did. Thanks for the call. Don't be a one-time-only guy. I would say this. You know, you said that. Let me be careful to say or to point out that just because you didn't see the love that is on a poster, that doesn't mean that there was hate. Let's be a little bit. You know, I'm not so sure you were expressing that, but I think that I'm hearing a lot of resentment, and I understand where that comes from based on what we know. On the flip side, I got to make it clear, guys, I can assure you that the mayor and Rich Fitzgerald are working very hard to deal with this on a personal and professional basis, well away from what you see. I absolutely stand here unconditionally as I honor the president by saying he handled yesterday very, very well. I will say that we talked about those expectations and they, you know, maybe we had lowered them, but I felt that it was handled the appropriate way for the reasons that I already pointed out. So let's continue on, and we'll continue with those thoughts. Jeff's in Cranberry. You wanted to respond to what the judge had to say when he blew up things at about 12:20.
Yes, I'm trying not to lower myself to the judge's level, okay, with name calling and everything, but the judge is the problem with the system, okay? The mayor and the county commissioner made a decision based on their beliefs. There's no need to call them names. And isn't it coincidental? He didn't call the Republicans names that didn't come. I didn't hear him say to me at all.
Well, we brought out who was invited, who didn't come, and you know, I mean,
he did not bring that out.
No, I didn't. I did. But the judge, you know, you know what you? Hey, the judge is. He says it. This is what I think, and then you deal with it.
Right, but he's just like Trump. The hatred, the name calling. People can have different opinions. I'm trying hard. People can have different opinions on what to do without hating someone and calling them names. And that's what Trump produces, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He produces the hate, and as long as he's in office, you're going to get the 20%. I always say there's 20% wackos in each party, okay?
And that's a good point. I mean, whatever the number might be.
If you ever get rid of this 20, 25%, we'd be able to get together and get along and have beers afterwards. But with those, and the fact that we have our leader being the biggest wacko, he's being congratulated because he did nothing stupid, is just amazing.
Well, I disagree with you just on the last part. I mean, you know, it wasn't just because expectations were low. I thought it was tactfully done. I said yesterday, the president's coming to these events. I mean, I'm a huge fan and believer that that's important. and that the images of yesterday that were sprayed around the world, really, they're not, look, guys, in some really aggrieved nations, they're not sitting around saying, well, who was invited, who didn't show up? They're not doing that. They're just, they're reacting, and they're finding value in seeing what the president did yesterday. That's a rhetorical aspect of being a president that I've talked about many times, including yesterday. It was upheld. That's the biggest message. If there were other reasons other people didn't show, they've given an explanation. If there's more there, perhaps it'll come out. But we've been assured there's nothing more there. They made their decision. But the president being there, to me, I just, again, if I said yesterday, which I did, a couple days later would have been okay with me, but it all pivoted on what the people of the faith were telling me. And the rules were, instead of hearing, absolutely, you cannot do this, they were welcomed. What am I going to do? Lie to you?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.